In the Gospel of John, when Jesus Christ is recorded as speaking to Nicodemus, a teacher, a rabbi of the Jews, Jesus speaks to Nicodemus and says these astounding words, "Except one be born again or born from above," and this verb can have both meanings, again and above, and it's probably both and, "he is not able to enter into the kingdom of God." Nicodemus can't quite understand this, and he says, how is one able to be born when he is old? He's not able to enter his mother's womb a second time and to be born. And then Jesus says these amazing words, "Verily, verily, I say to you, except a certain one should be born out of water and of the Spirit, he is not able to enter into the kingdom of God." There's been a lot of discussion about what Jesus meant when he said out of water and of the Spirit. Some have taken it as human birth and spiritual birth. Some have taken it as a figure of baptism and spiritual birth. But I'm wondering if the book of Ezekiel does not help us, and especially when Jesus later will say, "Are you a teacher of the Jews, and you do not know these things?" And so in chapter 36 of the book of Ezekiel, we have this great promise of the Lord, "And I will sprinkle clean water upon you." These words are given to Israel, "And you shall be clean from all of your uncleannesses, and from all of the idols I will cleanse you." And then he says, "And I will put a new heart and a new spirit will I put within your midst. And I will take away the heart of stone, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in your midst, and I will cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my ordinances and do them." It is striking to me that we have these two themes brought together right here in Ezekiel that I believe Jesus refers to. And that is, water becomes a symbol of cleansing. And the impurity of Israel's sins is to be cleansed, picturing a water, picturing this spiritual cleansing. And then with that, there will be a new heart. And a new heart, I believe, is speaking of a new birth, because the heart is going to be given by a new spirit that the Lord would put within you, Ezekiel is saying, and he would take away the stony heart of flesh and give a heart of flesh. And the beautiful truth here is that Ezekiel is speaking, I believe, of the Holy Spirit who would come and who would cause a new birth to occur by giving a new heart, not only to Israel, but to anyone who's willing to believe the gospel, to put faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior. And the good news is one can be born again by water symbolizing cleansing and by the Holy Spirit who comes into the heart when one believes in Jesus Christ. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and you do not understand these things?" What a glorious anticipation and prophetic word Ezekiel 36 gives that looks forward to the new birth that Jesus Christ spoke of.